start in the Ran. This is, I think, to review a little bit, but we'll start in the Ran right after the Bezek Habayis, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ran and says, "V'chasav Ran Maseches Yuma b'shem Haramban, the Goy Habal Vas Yisrael Lav L'chal Gilei Arayus." That if a non-Jew has via with a Jewish woman, that's not considered Gilei Arayus. The biznus gozer based in shell shemu, that it's nus that was gozer by the basin of shame. Okay, the derechasnus. So if it is znus, so then it's just the gezerah of shame. It's not really considered gilei arayos. And if it's derechasnus, then it's an issue of lo tischatin bam, problem of intermarriage. Harav nafka demishar averusi velo havi b'chal gilei arayos ela ishes ish b'Yisrael. But the only thing that's really included in real gilei arayos is a married woman with a Jew, inami, or a Yisrael haba al hagaya, or a Jew that has bia with a non-Jew, the mechayv misosu, that would also be considered mechayv misos. Why? That kanayim pogimbo, because it's kanayim pogimbo. So it's a little odd. The first one, what's kanayim pogimbo? That the kanayim, the zealots. That's what Pinchas did. Right? The zealots will come and will knock you out. So first, it's a little unclear. Kanayim pogimbo. Well, there are several things mentioned in the Gemara and Sanhedrin there that are kanayim pogimbo. It's unclear whether any of them would be punished if you weren't in the course of the action. Sure. Being Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby while they were doing it, it's unclear whether either of them would be chayiv misa after, if you didn't get them at the specific time when they had it. But yet, despite that, the Ran is saying that for a Jewish woman to be with a non-Jewish man is not considered gilei arayos, starting point being from Achashverosh and Esther. Right, that Esther, if that was the case, Esther shouldn't have been allowed to be with Achashverosh, regardless of whether it was Befar Hesia or not Befar Hesia, or Karkul or not Karkul. Right? If it's Gilei Arayos, it's Gilei Arayos, right? Regardless of whether people knew about it or not. So that's with the non-Jewish woman with the Jewish woman with a non-Jewish male. But the other way around, a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, that's a problem. That's included in Gilei Arayos, because we see Kanayim Pogimbo. We see that the zealots are allowed to kill him.
So does it make any difference who's married or not?
Yes. Hold on. This is the Jewish woman case for sure. It's a married Jewish woman with a Jewish man.
And that's not Gilei Arayos.
That is Gilei Arayos. A Jewish married Jewish woman with Jewish man is that,
oh yeah, yes,
that's
yes,
Gilei Arayos.
I misunderstood. Yes, right, correct.
A married Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man, so it sounds like that might be not included.
It's
that would not be considered
Gilei
Arayos. So this might put right. There is a there's a further question, maybe we'll get to, about whether she would then be prohibited to her husband. I mean, if she goes ahead and does this, and does it, it's not Gilei Arayos, does that then have an isser for her husband? So the Shach comments on that. We'll get to that.
So, but for the getting to the one where it is Gilei Arayos, where it's a Jewish man and a non Jewish
and a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman.
Okay.
So we call that the zealots are allowed to kill him. So the Ran at least is saying, aha, so they're allowed to kill him. That means that he's a chiv misa. That must be an isser of something, right? What are we going to call it? So we'll call it an isser of Gilei Arayos. So therefore, for the man to do it, that would be included in Yehori Valiyah.
So
that would be included in something. Well, no, the intermarriage is the same issue both ways.
Their act in the marriage is worse. If a man is intermarried,
yes, that's what it sounds like. Correct. Umachayvi kriyas nami kachash, and it would be considered chayv kikaris as well. The adkarei rab the gamri yikaris Hashem asher yisena that we looked at from a pasuk. Fine. Uvahachi nicha had the mishani rava Esther hanas asmo shani, and now we understand why rava had to answer with regards to Esther that hana asmo shani, because Achashverosh was getting hana, right? So therefore his own hana, so therefore it wasn't yihari val yavur for her, right? Otherwise it would have been gilei arayos anyways, in which case she should have been usher anyway. So the fact that there's a way out indicates that a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman doesn't qualify on its own as being gilei arayos. But tzarich lomar de leisle drasha dal tikri levas el levayis de lo hava ba el isura de gai. And then we would also say that we're not going to include the drasha of that Esther was really married to Mordechai de lo hava ba el isura de gai. Therefore, the only prohibition was being with a non-Jew haba al bas Yisrael de lo hava gilei arayos not say gilei arayos el mishar mitzvos became the lo hava ba isur de gilei arayos. Because there's no Gilei Arayos issue, if she doesn't have, as long as the guy doesn't have kavana except for to get his own pleasure, so then it's going to be permissible. The only problem was that it was a marriage, and that's in front of everybody. People knew about it. Right? That was why it was a shayla. V'chein yirish hu das rabbi in the time perkam v'tzuz v'perk ben tzor v'chein kasa Mordechai sham b'shmo v'nirish shel zenis chavi in Rashi shepir shamay the parak the ha'esther for hes yehava. That's how we understand when Rashi says I wasn't Esther before hes yeh. Right? V'nivula l'gai v'lo masr nafsha nishmar d'lo nifrish the parich the ishas ish haisa. Below Master Nasha, the Imkain Lo Havim Tari Tarava, Midi the Kevan the Gilai Ryosi, I feel Mishavin the Gilanas. And that's what Rashi had in mind as well, when they asked, isn't Esther, wasn't Esther before Hesia? And therefore, the Nivola Legoi, that she was with a non Jew when she didn't give herself over, Nishra the Lone, right, and now we understand why they didn't ask. I wasn't she an Ishas Ish, period. So what is it saying here? So a Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man is technically not an issue of Gilui Arayas. What about the idea about her being with her, to her husband? So for that, we got a look to the Shulchan Aruch itself. Meaning, is she then usher to her husband afterwards? Right. So if you turn to the Ramah, in the part that we've been in Kuftan Zayin Sif Aleph, but the third Ramah chunk, the Ramah beginning with the word Hagav V'Dafka Kesha Umrim Lo.
Kuftan
Zayin? No, you're still in the Beit Yosef.
We have to go to the
Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, we're in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yes, let's go. Right, not Darkei Moshe, Ramah. In the Shulchan Kuftan Zayin, Sif Aleph, in the third Ramah chunk, where he says V'dafka Kishomrim Lo Lasos Maisa. So what's that going on? That's going on. The section before is Mechavin Elai Masi Harik Bal Yavor V'dafka Kishomrim Lo, when she was told to do something. Kivan Shomrim Lo Ish L'Galos Erva Oshiyark. For instance, they told the man to be Megal Erva or you'll be killed. Aval im own sin leishva, they just force the woman, they lavo Allah, and they come upon her, Osherotzim lahashlicho al hatinok, or in terms of a murder, they want to just throw him on the baby, lahareg, Oshahu kvar, to kill the baby, Oshahu kvar muksha, or he already had an erection, Verotzim lahanisus, and they're going to force him, the Erva ain't sarath lihar, so then he doesn't have to be killed. Okay. Okay, then it continues on and says, V'chol isra v'os kocham v'gila rais v'shichas damim, afa pisha ein bo misa, rak lav ba'alma, tzarech laharik. And now all isra v'os kocham v'gila rais, even though there is no misa, there's only a lav, v'os kocham v'gila rais v'shichas damim, any lav connected to avos chacham gila rais and shvichas damim, even though you're not doing the act itself, it's still considered only a prohibition. It's still included in yehorig val yavor, meaning it sounds like anything leading up to bia or anything connected to avodah zara, they would still be considered yehorig val yavor issues, except for lifne iver lo titen michshol yavor velo yehorig. Okay, we'll get back to that. That's a separate section of the Beis Yosef. But the next line is what we are working on just now. V'obid kochavim haba al bas Yisrael, a non-Jew who has bia with a Jewish woman, eino b'chlal gilei arayos. That's not included in gilei arayos. It's only, it sounds like, the other way around. So what is going on there? So if you look at the Shach, we're going go out of order. So we'll do the second part first, which is connected to the basis, then we'll go back to the previous sections. So the Shach in Sif Yud Beis, he says, Ovi Kochavim Haba, that's by a Gentile man and a Jewish woman, that's not considered Gilei Arayos. Aval, what does that imply? Yisrael Haval, Ovi Kochavim Bechal Gilei Arayos, the Jewish male with a non-Jewish female, that is considered Gilei Arayos, the Horig Val Yavor. King Kasef HaRamban, the Sefer Torah Sa'adam, Beviu HaRan Perek Yom HaKippurim, Huva Beis Yosef, King Kasef HaNimuka Yosef, King Kasef Rabbeinu Yeruchim, King Kasef Beis Yosef, B'Shem Bevan Ezer, Simitzai Simon, B'Shem Aruchos Chaim, King Kasef HaRav, Aruchos Chaim, Sham, fine. Shnirilo, Dainu Dafka Bifar Hesia. That there are those that say that only be a problem with Farhesia, V'chinir medivi harav sham. The time of the lo havi gilui rayas elamitam de haba alaram is kanaim pogimbo. Because why are you so convinced that the male, the Jewish male with the non-Jewish female is a problem? It's because of the Gemara about kanaim pogimbo, that we know that Pimchas killed Zimri and Cosby, right? V'chinir befarhesia dafka. But maybe that's only if it's befarhesia. For lefize had the havi bechal gilui arayos hainu dafilonos atzmo yehorig val yavur mashe ain kim b'shar averus. And therefore, according to this, that which we say that it's including Gilui Arayos, Hainu, that would only, Hainu Dafilu, that would even be in the case of Anas Atzmo, Yehorig Val Yavor, Masha Ein Kein Bishar Averos, as opposed to other Averos. Sorry. Second. And so too says the Beis Yosef, and so too says Rosh Chaim Sham. Shenira Lo, oh, because of Rosh Chaim, that he thinks that's only Befarhesia. And that's also Vechinir Medivy Arav, the time they'll have a Gila Rise, let me time they'll have a Kanaim Pogimbo, find Befarhesia Dafka. The fact that we're including it in Gilui Arayos, in that case, it would even be for Anas Atzma. Meaning, if it's done before Hesia, so then even for Anas Atzma would still be included, would still make it considered Gilui Arayos. As opposed to by other Averos, where Anas Atzma would not be considered Gilui Arayos. V'chein mevur be'orchus chayim sham, v'chein mashu be'poskim sham, miu bin something. So perik sora mora, oh nimuke yosef so perik sora mora, because of the chim that few low pugbo kanaim chayev kares hilkach afilu bitzina yehorig val yavar. However, the nimuke yosef says no, it might be true that the zealot can only kill you on the spot if you're doing it in public, but in private it's still considered a chayev kares, it's still considered prohibited, and therefore it's still considered gilei arayos, and therefore it's still going to be a problem. So the bottom line is with regards to a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman, whether that's considered automatic gilei arayos. So that's a machlokas amongst the Rishonim that the Shach is quoting. He would seem to say that it would still be considered a Yehorig Val Yavor, etc. But there are different, even if it was in private, he seems to lean that way. But there is an opinion that maybe it wouldn't be considered Gilui Arayos if it was in, so that it wouldn't be considered Yehorig Val Yavor if it was in private.
This is the Rav, in Rav Avadi Bar Tzvi.
No, I doubt he's quoting.
I thought you said the Rav.
Yeah, who's he quoting? Because it was Sefer Torah's Adam, via Haran, because of Beis Yosef, because of Harav Sham, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure who he's quoting there. He calls Beis Yosef and Evan Ezer, Bishem Aleph Ches, I assume is Orchus Chaim, Bechain Kas of Harav. Maybe he's talking about, maybe means the Ramah.
Could be.
Okay. Not sure. I don't know. I don't even. By you, it probably gives you the spaces. For me, it doesn't even give the spots. It's hard to decipher. Okay. So next, the Shach then says, so haba, meaning that this case, what we call haba al bas Yisrael, right? What does it mean? You could go and show he osemaisa, that even if she does something, she mevia erva aleha. Then she wouldn't have even done a maisa. Meaning the fact that the Ramah says that a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman is not considered Gilui Arayos, that must be even in the case where she's actually involved. If she's just laying there and she's and not doing any maisa, so then there's nothing even to talk about. It's only a question where she already was involved, and yet still we say that's not considered Yehorig Val Yavor. And then he says Albas Yisrael. He says Dafka. However, Pinuya. It's only though it works for a Jewish non-married woman. Aval Ishas Ish Gilei Arayos Mamish. That would be considered Gilei Arayos, meaning a non-Jewish man with a married Jewish woman. That would be considered Yehorig Val Yavor. Then that would be considered Gilei Arayos. V'chein Kasei Terezav. Va'afal Gav Das Rabbeinu Tam Dafilu Ishas Ish Nami. And even though Rabbeinu Tam says no, even Ishas Ish would also be okay. I believe that Rabbeinu Tam is talking about Esther. Not everybody agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. Most people agree the other way and assume that a married Jewish woman with a non-Jewish man would be considered Gilui Arayos.
Now he's saying, originally he said it depends whether, even if she doesn't participate, even if she participates.
Right, so but if now, she doesn't now, participate...
She would still be a Reis?
So
this last,
she would still be what?
According to this last part.
Yeah.
She's married.
If she's married.
She doesn't.
She's so probably not. No, it's not
passive.
Right, so I assume. No, I think that's what it's explicitly talking about above. That right. If you're totally passive,
except
so then
you say that required that was for New Year.
Does that mean rape?
No, this is talking about where this is talking about active. The shachet and abal bas yisrael, even if she's active in the process,
right.
That's not considered gilui arayos. The shach says that's talking about a single woman, but not a married woman. A married woman would be considered gilui arayos.
Unless she was not active.
But right, the Ramah had already mentioned earlier that if she's not active in the process, so then she right person has the right to say, I'm not going to do anything, and you can do whatever you want to me. You could kill me, or you could rape me. That's what essentially what she's saying. Just like the person say, you can do whatever you want to me. You can either kill me, or you could throw me and make me land on that person and kill him, and I'll be alive. But I'm not going to be an active part in that process, regardless. That's the psak that one is permitted to do. Okay.
I'm going to get to the Gemara and Megillah.
The Gemara and Megillah. Which Gemara and Megillah?
The Esther.
Yes, so...
Megillah makes it pretty clear that it says that she was going back and forth from Achashverosh to Mordechai.
Right. So I think that's right. So I think you can take
until
either of those two sides.
Until he told her to go to Achashverosh.
Right.
And then she said,
that's what she's saying. When she says she goes to Achashverosh, Kasher Abatim, then we lost not gonna be with you anymore. Right. So either because she actually was active there, or because she was actually requested. You know,
right. Once she goes to him.
Yeah. Okay, so now to go back a little bit, so the Ramah had mentioned this idea of lavim even associated with the prohibition without the prohibition itself. Right, even that's going to consider Yehorik Val Yavor, and that the Shach comments on mostly in Sif Yud. Yeah, even though there's no misa involved and only a lav, it's still going to be a problem. So it says the shach and sif yud, sif katan yud. Right, the ham minim b'shas. How do we know that? Ma'isa ba'adam echash nasan ev be'isha achas v'hola libotina v'amru harofim ein lo takana ash tivolo. Right, there was a man who somehow developed this tremendous desire for this woman, and the doctor said the only way he's going to be healed is if he has bia with her, if he has relations with her. So amru chacham yamus va'al tibol. Right, better that he die rather than have bia. Lo tamul difnei aruma yamus v'al tamul. They said, well, fine, look, can he stand and see her naked? No, he should die rather than do that. V'al tamul l'fan of aruma et tisapri mo me'achori hageder. Can he talk to her from behind the fence? And they also said, no, that's not allowed either. So uvaday should varm elu enam gilui ra'as mamish. So obviously, just seeing her naked and certainly just standing behind a curtain and talking to her, so that's certainly not gilui ra'as. But yet ella she'over bahen below tikrvu l'gauzer. But you are violating the prohibition mentioned at the end of all these suri ra'as, where it says lo sikrvu l'gauzer. You shouldn't come close to being megala erva and that to uncovering the nakedness, and that would include these kinds of things. And it's included in gilui ra'as. So in Kekas of Haran and Perek Pei Aleph Mem. What's Pei Aleph Mem? I think it's Perek Elu King Kas of Haran. You also have an abbreviation?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Banimuke Yosef. So Perek Sora Mora Lefiza period. Okay. Lefiza Mashma the Sfir Leka Rambam Besefer Minyan HaMitzvah. So he seems to be holding like the Rambam. The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvah says, in Mitzvah Shinun Gimel says, Zilashonu Hizir HaKasuv Mehi Kravas El Echad Me'arayos Vafil Belo Bia Keun Chibuk V'Nishuk V'Adom Alehem. Right. There is a prohibition in coming close to one of the Arayos, even not having relations with her. For instance, hugging and kissing and things like that. Min HaPeulos Hazaros. And that's included in this prohibition. You shouldn't come close to being megala erva. V'chinkas of asmag, lavin, v'chinkas of ara'ah, v'sefer achinuch, mitzvah kuf peiches. I think that might be under the assumption, I'm not sure, okay. I think there might have been a belief that the ra'ah wrote the sefer achinuch. I'm not sure if that's what that's referring to. I'm not sure. We don't know who wrote the Sefer Achinuch. V'hakeser Torah v'lavin shin chavtes. Aval haRamban, the Ramban argues basagu shelo al sefer minyan amitzos. Chelak al Rambam disagrees with the Ramban. V'omer she'ein malkin min haTorah el b'via gemur. We only give malkus on full bia. O kishara, or if you have hara is like the beginning of bia without full penetration. Ayin sham shaharich v'harav rav. I don't know who that. Re Leon, the Sefer Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is the comment, is the other commentator on the Sefer Mitzvos. In the book, in the Sefer Mitzvos of the Rambam, you have the Rambam in the middle. You have the Ramban on one side, and the Megillas Esther on the other side. So the Ramban attacks the Rambam, and the Megillas Esther defends him. So here he's quoting the Megillas Esther. Shlo Daf Kuf Yeches Tasser Kol Divi Rambam Bahel Laka Rambam, and he passes like the Rambam. Mayin Sham Bchini Reli Miach Uvda Dahala Libo Tina when we call Makom Mash Miach Uvda. Right from that. From that story in Ben Sora Mor about the doctors who said that the guy had to be with her in order to save his life, and he ended up dying at the end of that story. He says, however, the Rambam only says that it would be a problem if you do chibuk v'nishuk in the way of chibus bia, in the way leading up to bia. We see plenty of times in the Gemara that people hug and kiss their daughters and their sisters. Right, so that's losikru legalis erva. A father and a daughter are arayos to one another. That should be aser. Says no. Only time the chibuk v'nishuk is a problem. This would actually lead to, is in the form of something that could then lead to bia. V'chein katzav Rav Yitzchak liyon sham behedya v'chein mashma lehedya mashma katzav Rambam. Fine, but that is our. Okay, so that's what I wanted to point out. So that the Yehori Valyavar is even including these things, the Losikavu Legalos Erva. So if you look at the wedding hall in Lakewood, where Shani got married, Chevy got married, sorry, yeah. Right? So, not Dani, but Chevy, right?
Yeah. So many holes there, though. I don't
right. So there, in that wedding hall, there, if when you walk along the hallway, so there are all those signs in the hallway. There are pictures of Rabbanim from the 60s and 70s and stuff. And then there's also these big signs on the wall. And a lot of those signs, those are about like the Shmir Shabbos. A lot of them are about Shmir Shabbos and whatever. And then some of them are that you're not allowed to have a TV in your house. It's a cold core against having a TV. And it talks about it in terms of it's Yehoring Valyavar to have a TV in your house and things like that. So how could that possibly be? So this is the source. Meaning, if you consider TV being the mode of being able to see pornography and things of that nature, so then that's Yehoring Valyavar, right? So then that's where this that would come from this source. Now the Piskei Tshuva in Yud Aleph has a great story.
Doesn't you say here or is it Lokim in a Torah?
I think that's the Machlokas.
Alright, so I mean it's either if it's Loka, it's not Yehoring, that's all I'm saying.
What do you mean?
If you get Malchus, you can't say you have to yoke your life, can you?
No. We're saying your stomach has a gun to your head and says, I will kill you unless you do it. I mean, Malchus is after the fact.
Okay.
Right? So but it's, even though it's still before the fact, it would still be Gilei Arayos, yeah. Okay, so the Piskei Tshuva here has the story where let's just read the story, although it's pretty lengthy, as you can see. Piskei Tshuva Yud Aleph says, Ayin Shach, the Iker Ka Rambam, Del Chibuk Finishuk, right? Yesh Malchus. Del Chibuk Finishuk has Malchus, Min HaTorah, Ach Dachav Derech Chibas Bia. But it's only a problem if it's in the way of Chibas Bia. It says, Ayin Tshuva Chavus Yair, Simon Kuf Pei Beis, B'maisa Shai Ruvin V'Shimon Nosim Me Frankfurt Le Worms. So these two fellows, right, Reuven and Shimon were going Frankfurt to Worms. Vahaya Sham be Pei. I figured this out before. Pei, I forget what that is. Isha Shabaila Beverms, Ubisa Hapnuya. So there is a woman whose husband was in Worms and her daughter, and they wanted to go with them to Worms. So they say, these two girls, a mother and daughter, say to Reuven and Shimon, would you mind allowing us to go with you to Worms? V'ratzu gam kein lisa, and they also want to go to Worms. Mifnei she'ein lahem tayar kenahug, bikshu me Reuven v'Shimon nisker le'el. Sh'Reuven yomer, and of course they didn't have tayar kenahug. You know what tayar kenahug means? Right, documents.
Maybe
I think they write papers. They write papers. Tickets, something like that. So they ask, Sheruven Yomer Lo Ishti, Veshimon Yomer Lo Zubiti. They ask, Reuven, can you say that you're my husband? And Shimon, can you say that she's your daughter? So when they got to the place where they look at the papers, right? And if you don't have the right papers, so you get a knas. So sach yud zehuvim, you get fined 10 zehuvim. Ukaratzon hamochis, or whatever the tax collector feels like. So amru Reuven v'Shimon, right? V'hamochis lo ratza lahamin lahem. So they Reuven Shimon said what they said. I mean, she's my wife and she's my daughter. But the tax collector didn't want to believe them. Imlo sheyinashku ze ishto v'ze bito. Unless this one kissed his wife and this one kissed his daughter. So what's the easy way out for a man to claim he doesn't want to kiss his wife? He says, well, she's a nida. I can't kiss her. She's a nida right now. So a tax collector, it sounds like, thought of that also. And if she's a nida, if you want to claim that she's a nida, you have to take a shvua that she's a nida. Shekinhu mutarim. Al-dvarav. Shekinhu im mutarim lasos kim. Is that mutter to do? V'chasadim be'emes haisezu ishto nida v'hamochis balalila inu mamin l'shvua v'rotza l'kanso sachrav. And if that's not the case, he won't take the shvua, then he's going to give him the big fine. O l'tofso ula alka, or he's going to put him in jail, I guess. Im lo yinashkena, no sheik believe etzav v'chmoshe kafu shade. Unless he gives her a nice big kiss, like he was captured by a shade. That's what it sounds like. That's what the words say. Like he was captured by a demon. Meaning, he better give her a...
This sounds like this is already the psa, right?
No.
He can kiss her with a sad heart. Kamisha, no, so shame.
Right, Verotzil Kasa Sakrav, Ulatasov, Im Lo Yinashkena, so no Sheikh believe Eitzav, right, Atsiv Kamikhnu Shade, Ve'im Bekaplum, so you could give her a big kiss, and that's going to be meaningless. Achari She'ein Ze Rak Midurbanan, because the whole Isser really is only a Din Durbanan, Kima She'einu B'derech Chiba, there's only a problem B'derech Chiba. So Chavaz Yair seems to say that such a thing is then permissible. And that's what he goes on to say the rest. He says, however, though, at the end, that for you to take a shvua, that's not allowed. To take a shvua and say, she's my wife, when she's really not your wife, says that's not allowed. So that sounds like it's better to give her a nice big kiss than to take a false shvua on that matter, because that's not telling the truth. But that at least is something that's not derech chiva.
Because she didn't have papers.
She didn't have her papers or... Yeah.
So a married woman didn't need a paper.
Beyond that, I don't know any of the details.
Chavos Yair is who?
Not so old. Chavos Yair is the Yair Bachrach. He is the from the early 1800s. He is the only person. Unless I'm confusing. No, that's the Marischius. Sorry. Yeah, Chavos Yair. 1800s. Early 1800s. I wonder if anybody mentioned this. Chavos Yair is brought down for the issues of shaking a woman's hand, things like that. So Rav Moshe,
because it's not derech chiva.
Because it's not derech chiva, so that would be the heter to in theory shake a woman's hand. Now Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says that you're not allowed to. He says that no, it's still considered derech chiva. However, the Torah Shebal Peh on Rav Moshe, I heard this from Rabbi Willick, not just out there. Rabbi Willick said that no, that Rav Moshe told people separately, whenever it was printed, but he told people separately that if you are permitted to shake women's hands, if it's clearly not derech chiva. There is, somebody recall a couple of years ago on the Jimmy Kimmel show, right? The Jimmy Kimmel show, there was that, there was the, thing that he did where he had SpongeBob SquarePants fall down the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, and then he watched however long ago it was, and they timed how long it would take for somebody to pick him up, and they showed it took 6-7 minutes, nobody picked him up, people took pictures, whatever, but nobody picked him up until a couple of yeshiva guys came and picked him up, and then as soon as they got up they danced Hava Nagila together. Which someone pointed out that it's likely that Jimmy and SpongeBob probably knew Hava Nagila better than the boys who were, who were dancing around with them. But so apparently somebody made a comment at that on one of the, I think Yeshiva World News, somebody listed this, and somebody made a comment that, wait a second, who says that they were that it was mutter for them to do? How did they know that it wasn't a woman in the costume? How did they know that SpongeBob wasn't a woman? Right? Maybe it was a woman wearing the SpongeBob costume. So maybe then it should be prohibited. So Rabbi Yair Hachman in the who writes in the Five Towns Jewish Link, so he wrote a whole article about this. So I think the first section was that issue about this guy. Right? So he says, first of all, that is the example of Chassid Shota, meaning in Sota, when it talks about Chassid Shota, it talks about a person who, a woman is drowning, and the person says, oh, I'm not going to save her because that's a problem of Tikru Legal Serva. So, truth is, it's a little bit of a kasha. Wait a second, I thought it was Yehori Valyavar, and here you're saying it's Yehori Valyavar, so why is he allowed to do it? So clearly it's not Derech Chiva. And then he says, so that is the example of Chassid Shota, and then goes on and quotes his Chavos Yair to say that, no, you see that if it's a clearly not a case of Derech Chiva, so then it should be permitted. That seems to be the psak of the Chavos Yair. Okay. One more issue. Maybe we'll start the next issue, and then we'll work on it more next week. So if we go to the back to the Beis Yosef, the last section that the So the Beis Yosef has one last case here in this section. In section Aleph, at least what's recorded later as being section Aleph, and that is Tanan Beperek Ches de Trumos, Mishnah Yud Beis. So in the last, there's a Mishnah in towards the end of the Sechas Trumos, Nashim She'amru Lehen Gayim.
So, excuse me, where are we?
The end of the Beis Yosef in Aleph. If you go to, if you see in the Beis Yosef Beis, and then go back, that paragraph. You're in the Bach. Oh, no, you're in the Beis Yosef. So pass there.
Past
right, because that's the big Dikas. Probably the next page.
Got a Gimel here, though.
No, that's the Bach.
That's Bach. Okay. Got to keep your eye on which side of the Beis.
Beis. Okay. So go to the previous paragraph.
Paragraph before the Beis.
Yeah, paragraph before the Beis that begins with the words Tanan Beperkes the Trumos. So Nashim Sharmul Hen Gayim Tnu Lanu Achs Michem Benitma. So women say to Nashim Sharmul Gayim said to the woman, right? Tnu Lanu Achs Michem Benitma. Give us one of you, and we will be matami her. That's what the Mishnah says. V'garsinan Ala B'Yerushalmi, and the way that Yerushalmi records it is Tani Sias Bnei Adam Shahay Mahalchim Derech Ufagu Behen Gayim. That there are a group of people that were walking on the road and they met non-Jews. V'amru Tnu Lanu Echem Michem V'Nerog, and we'll kill you. Also V'im Lav Hare Anu Horgim Es Kulchan. If not, we're going to kill all of you. So Afilu Kulam Neharog and Lo Yimsru Nefeshachas Meisrael. So there, the psak is, even if they're going to actually will do it and kill all of you, you're not allowed to give one over as the sacrificial lamb. So Yachdu Lehem Echad, if they say, we want you, Kigon, for example, Sheva ben Bichri, Yimsir Oso Vahal Yahargu. So then you can give him over and don't get killed. Now who is Sheva ben Bichri?
Father of Yerovam.
Yeah, who is your father's father?
Or grandfather or something.
Okay. So beyond that, he also had done something wrong in his own right.
He revolted.
Right, he revolted against David and then went and hid someplace and David's army, Yair, I guess. David's army was Yoav. Sorry, Yoav went and surrounded the city and said, "We want Sheva ben Bichri, and if not, we're going to come and destroy the whole city." And they were able to convince Sheva ben Bichri to come out. Who convinced Sheva ben Bichri to come out?
I don't know.
So Serach Bas Asher is the way that it's recorded. Not in Tanakh itself. That's the way the Medrash records it. She was around for a pretty long time. She is like the, what's it, the Forrest Gump. Like she seems to like show up in all these different places. So Serach Bas Asher convinced her. That is mentioned someplace here. I think Shach might mention that someplace here. Anyway, or, no, sorry, Pisli Chuva mentions that.
I still haven't found a place, but did you?
Yeah, it's up here. I found it.
It says a culture key?
It's not.
So Yachdu Lehem Echad. So if they choose one and they say we want him, so then you would send them out. Now, Rishu Malakish says, what's the deal with Shiva ben Bichri? How, just was he picked the guy? So no, he has to be Chayiv Misa, like Shiva ben Bichri was Chayiv Misa. So if he's Chayiv Misa anyways, it sounds like, so then you can make him walk the plank, right? But otherwise, you can't just send anybody out. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Even if he's not Chayiv Misa like Shiva ben Bichri, it's unclear how far Rabbi Yochanan goes. So, by the way, who do we paskin like when there's machlokas, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan?
Usually Rabbi Yochanan.
Usually Rabbi Yochanan, right. So that's going to be an issue here. So, mashma the halachic Rabbi Yochanan, right? Sounds like halachic should be like Rabbi Yochanan. Bechein nir Rabbi Divrei, Rabbi Nushimshon, Beferish HaMishnah, Umidivrei Haran, Mesechus Yomah. That's what the Rishonim seem to say. However, Chasfu dehu adin lenashim, so too with women, Ran adds in. Right? Sha'amru lehen gayim, tenu lanu achs michem. If the non-Jews would say, please give us one of them, v'nitman will be mitami her. Shim yachdua, if they say we want her, lehem yitnu osav al yitnu kulam. So give them her, and don't be mitami all. Aval, the Rambam, Perakim Milchus Yisodiyat Torah, Pasuk Rish Lakish, he passed on the Rish Lakish, but Tzarech Tam, and we need to understand, Lama, why would that be? The Bechol Duch Lekaimelon Halachic Rabbi Yochanan, Lekai Rish Lakish, we always pass on like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish, so why all of a sudden here does the Rambam seem to back out? After the Pashat Lishna Kavasi, the Rish Lakish, the Yikudaikat Vekmas, it sounds like the language of Rish Lakish is better. Rambam agreed with Rish Lakish over Rabbi Yochanan, which is fascinating. Right, it's usually not the way that we show him. Right, usually there are rules and regulations. So the BCOC was saying here is that, well, Rabbi, the Rambam looked through the Gemara and he liked Rabbi Yochanan better. I mean, he liked Rish Lakish better. Right? Okay, I'm not sure what to do with that. The Gersina Tsubi Yerushalmi. Now, also, there's another Gemara in Yerushalmi that seems to have a similar case. Ula Bar Kisri Tavase Malchusa. So Ula Bar Kisri was wanted by the Malchus. So Arakva Azule Lulud Gabi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he ran to Lud, right, by the airport, by Yeshua ben Levi. So Asun Va'akfush Medinasa. So the government who was chasing after him, I guess the Romans, perhaps, came in probably, surrounded that area. So Amru Lahen, Ain Lace Asun Yavin Le Lun Anan Makri Medinasa. He says, if you don't send them out, we're going to kill your. Now, Medina, I don't know if that means the Medina, or just the city of Lod, but we're going to just kill a lot of people if you don't give us this Ula Bar Kisri. So, Salat Gabi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Upaisa v'Yavas Lahon. So, Yeshua ben Levi went and convinced Ula Bar Kisri to go out and to meet his fate. So, okay, so the Yerushalmi then continues on. Sounds good. That sounds like a little, that sounds like the case of Shimon ben Bichri. The little difference here is that Shimon ben Bichri was chayiv according to David HaMelech, according to Jewish law. This guy is, it's unclear, right? What exactly did he do, and right, would he be subject to that? So, but anyways, Eliyahu Zachar Latov Yalif Mitagli Alui. Now, Eliyahu Zachar Latov used to go and visit this Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, below Iskale. And then after this action, after this incident, Rabbi Eliyahu Hanavi stopped showing up. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wasn't happy about that. V'tzam kamet somim v'yiskal le'yuloi. So he fasted many fasts, and finally Yehovah Navi comes back. So Amr Lei, ul mesuras ani nigle, I'm supposed to appear to a Moser. I mean, you're a Moser, you handed over a Jew to be killed. Right? So how can I appear to you? So Amr Lei, v'lo mishnah asisi. So what do you mean? I followed the mishnah, I did what I'm supposed to do. So Amr Lei, v'zehu mishnah chasidim hi. And is this the mishnahs of chasidim? Is that what righteous people do? Mashma, what does that mean? Daf lagav to Medina Shari. It sounds like even though Meikra did, it's okay. Mikomakom midas chasidus hu shalolasos kain. The midas chasidus is not to do it. So what does it mean? The midas chasidus is that everybody gets killed. What does that mean? The other option is that they're all going to die. So what exactly is the midas chasidus? If they kach chasav around parakei mehilchos yisodiyat Torah shem yachduhu v'hu chayiv misa yisnuhu lahem ve'ein morin lahem kein l'chachila. So you can make the deal with them, but you shouldn't teach them l'chachila. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam also hedges his bets. Yeah, but try not to do it. So anyways, we have here this issue of would we send out a person as in order to keep everybody else safe? And you know, not only do you have it with regard, and the Ron extends it to Gilead Arias as well. So you may recall, a couple of years ago, we gave a shiur on the honey traps, right? So this was that sugya. This is that sugya of, can one person violate Gilead Arias for the sake of others, for the sake of the city, for the sake of Klal Yisrael, right? How does that fit in? And then there's a question of who would that person be? And here they're saying, well, if somebody's Chayim Misa, you can send them out. That wasn't what Rabbi Yochanan Paskin exactly. And then is it the same thing? I mean, that was the question that I asked at that time. I mean, if you have to send one person to do this, would you send the person who's not so from anyways, or would you dafka send the from person to go and be involved in that type of activity? I guess we'll save that for next week.